Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. But I am with Carlos King because Tamara is out of town. And we love Carlos King and all of his hot takes. And Carlos, I'm going to start out this episode. This was a really hard episode for me to watch. It's going to be a hard episode for me to recap. And you just, we're going to have to know that. We're going to have to know that going in, and we're going to have to work with me. And for everybody that, you know, has their opinions on why I am the way I am, I think there is a different line that is crossed when you know somebody in real life. The same way that I am with Tamara and OC, because if you're my friend in real life, that is going to carry on onto this podcast. And if you don't like it, you can listen to the other person's opinion or thoughts or whatever it may be, but that's who I am. So like, if you don't, it's just, yeah.
Well, listen, that's why you have me here, because I am going to, of course, state my opinion. That's what we do here. But I know the love that you and Kyle have for each other, and I watched the episode and I immediately thought of you, because I obviously was preparing for this episode. And I just wanted you to know, like, I'm going to be, of course, myself and real. But listen, I want to say this at the top. We are all here for Kyle. We're supporting her. What she's going through, you know, it's very devastating, and it shows in her uncomfortableness throughout this reunion. So it's a sad state of affairs.
It for sure is. But before we get into the recap, Sutton shares where she stands with Kyle Richards after the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion with Bryce Sander. She says, "We just had dinner last week. It was nice and calm. We had a lot of work to do to get this friendship back. Trust being the biggest factor, but I think the underlying part is that we are friends. And at the end of the day, we are more than the show. We don't need to pedal back and are catching up." Okay. I with this statement being said, I have additional thoughts on some of the things that happened with Sutton this episode, which we'll get into as we get there.
Okay.
But my first question is, do I get paid every time my name's mentioned on this reunion?
You need to, should
I get name royalties?
This point, you need to get residuals or royalties or something, honey.
I was like, again? Why am I brought up again? And I, for the love.
Listen, I said this on my own podcast, Teddy, that Sutton wants to be a part of the cool girls club, and she's not having the most fun with Garcelle. She wants to be a part of Kyle's group. It's obvious to me. She's a socialite. She loves the 90210. She loves to be in the scene. Her and Crystal, they enjoy that world, and there's nothing wrong with it. But it does come at an expense to how real you are when it comes to your friendships. I don't think Sutton give two f's about Kyle. Like, come on. She cares more about the invitations to the party. She cares more about making sure that her sister Kathy invites her to the Christmas Eve party. Like, that's what Sutton cares about. I don't think Sutton gives two shits about Kyle's life or who she's dating, who she's going to, you know, divorce or not. I don't think Sutton cares at all. My opinion.
I do think this, and I know we're skipping ahead and then we'll come back, but let's talk about Sutton's fainting for a second.
Girl.
In my opinion, this, like, as we start to see, this episode was going to be all about coming for Kyle. I think that Sutton was going to, I think that Garcelle was going to, and I think that they were ready. They were prepped. This was going to be the big reveal of episode 3. And here we go. And then they heard the name Kathy and talking about all that Beverly Hills stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sutton didn't want to go through with it.
No, and Kathy,
because she didn't, not because she cared about Kyle, because she didn't want Kathy to see her doing it, because what that would mean for Sutton and their world of parties and friendships and whatever. Anytime I have gone to the hospital, I most certainly am not going back and changing into jeans, a button down, and a monogrammed blazer beforehand.
The Chanel jacket? Okay.
I just would get into the car and go. You're doing an outfit change?
Yeah, and then your bestie accompanies you, like you need a guardian to sign off on the release form at Cedars-Sinai.
Well, also, when that guardian has also said in this reunion, it's weird for a friend to go with a friend to the doctor. Well, you just left your job when clearly Sutton has other people that could go with her to the hospital. I'm sure her room was filled. I think I even saw a post. It's her glam people, probably Avi's there. I assume there's plenty of human beings that could take her to the hospital. And I think they all knew it was, whether it was a panic attack, whether it was low blood sugar, high, whatever it could have been. I'm not insinuating whatever.
Of course not.
From her moment. But I am saying, if we showed up to work at wherever it may be, let's say we worked at, I don't know, let's, CAA was my first job. Let's say you and I worked at CAA together.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat next to each other in cubicles. Mm-hmm. And I got sick. You could not leave work. You would stay at work.
This was it for me. Listen, I agree with you. I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose Sutton. You know, I hope she feels better. To me, what was interesting to me is the fact that as aloof as Kathy Hilton may come across on camera, okay, yeah, there's a difference. As aloof as Kathy comes across on camera, even she knew, like, oh, she didn't want to be in the hot seat because I was coming for her. You know, I was gunning for her. And when they revealed that Kathy was supposed to be a surprise and that it got revealed, I think a lot of people's disposition change. Yeah. And they did not want to be iced out because you cannot go against Kathy Hilton.
And Kyle are getting along and they're close and they're sharing their crystal and they're in a good place. And Sutton and Garcelle knew good and well, if they went for her at that moment and were relentless, Kathy was going to ice them out.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, if Sutton felt the need to go to the hospital and change in her Joe jeans, her Chanel jacket, and her brooch and all those things, for the life of me, I do not understand why Garcelle had to go. And as a creator and executive producer, if I was there, I would say, Garcelle, production, I would have sent one of my producers.
Yeah.
And like you said, she had the glam squad. She has an assistant. She has a lot of people around her. Garcelle, you're here to do a job. Do your job.
Do your job. But also, let's point this out. If we're going to talk about, like, you know, pandering to the fans, because if there is someone that the fans like more than them, it's Cappy.
Ooh. Teddy Joe Walters, baby. She's back at it. 2020 primetime live, bitch.
Because once Kathy walked in, you have to admit, even Kathy laughing when she goes to sit down, I was like, I wonder if Kathy just clocked that little curly piece on Dorit's forehead or what she's laughing about. Like, there's just something.
You mean Little Red Riding Hood? Yeah.
Like, there's just something about, like, I also couldn't tell sometimes if Kathy was crying, laughing, or laughing, crying. Like, which one it was. Like, are we emotional here or are we laughing here?
Laughing. Listen, Kathy is in on the joke. And the fact that I have never, in my years of producing and hosting reunions, I have never seen somebody attend a reunion who never appeared in the season.
Not one time.
Not even a flashback.
Not even a FaceTime. Not even a FaceTime.
No, not a phone. Like, nothing. Why is she? I'm like, why is she there?
It was
so confusing to me. So I agree with you. I think Sutton and Garcelle were gunning to, like, we're going to come for Kyle, because they're not afraid of Kyle by any means. This, what was on that stage, it showed me that Kathy does run 90210. She
and
really
Crystal,
does.
And Crystal even said it. Crystal was like, oh, yeah. I mean, at least in that moment, Crystal did own it. She's like, oh, no. I mean, Kathy, like, pretty much you're the end all be all.
Yeah, I'm not trying to lose a 15th friend. Let the 14 go, but Kathy has to stay.
Yeah, she's like, no, but I have a lot of red carpet events to attend. Please.
Yes, Elton John is going to be there, honey. I have to go. Bye. I don't want to hang out with Boy George and Dorit and PK. I want to go to the Elton John Oscar party. Please.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what happened, but the entire thing and you see also when the women watch Sutton faint or whatever's happening, and I'm not dismissing it. I really don't know what was happening because we were kind of blocked. We didn't really see it. We just saw the hand shaking.
Yeah.
But all I could also think about was when Crystal's hand was shaking and she had to go to the hospital when they were in Barcelona, no one went with her. And they were in another country.
Good points are made, Teddy Walters. You're so right about that. You're absolutely right.
Like, think about it. Like, this is where they all live. They've all been to this hospital. They have family. They have friends. It is way scarier and way harder to go to a hospital in the middle of somewhere you don't know anyone.
For sure.
You don't speak the language. Like, all of it.
No, for sure. For sure. But no, I'm telling you, when I saw that, I was like, how convenient that this happened. And it was just, listen, it was disappointing that we weren't able to really see it, especially the fact that for Kathy Hilton to utter out of her own mouth that she was gunning for her or going to come for her, whatever she said, I'm paraphrasing, Kathy was ready to read the girls the way she read Lisa Rinna off that stage last year.
Here's also the thing that bugs. I just watched her give Kyle this big hug and say that they're fine and all of that. But then I could feel it, like she was coming. Like she was going to come for her again. What was the whole point of the hugging it out and all that if you were then going to come after the next potty break and go for it? Anyways, that being said, I did, up until this point, and even at this point, I did like Sutton this reunion.
Me too. She showed up and she was I thought she had a great performance up until part three.
But the good news is for Crystal, she got to be in the first seat for the first time ever. Probably the only time.
Honey, the first and the last time, honey. Crystal is, listen,
the
she's
first
gorgeous.
And the last time ever.
Honey, baby, take that seat. Warm it up, baby. Honey, please.
Listen,
take
I never
picture.
Got there. I never got there. So you know what?
But you showed up and you stayed for the 14-hour shoot. Know that.
But then Andy asks Erica about how some people in the group fear Kathy. Erica says Kathy can pick up the phone and make things happen. Kyle was laughing about sending the clip of Erica saying people were scared of her. But I thought Kathy was a good sport the entire episode. Mm-hmm. She was funny.
Yes.
Then they get into the relationship between Kathy and Kyle, and they're saying that their relationship is more important than the TV show. They hold the fingers behind the hand, the 3 years. Kyle guesses. Like, all of that you see, in my opinion, like their true relationship.
Yes, 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 yes. And listen, I have, as I told you before, I have 9 siblings. When you have a lot of siblings, you go through a lot of problems, and there's days you love them. There's months you go without speaking. It hasn't been years for me. It has been months with a particular sibling, but you kind of get
through it. Is it the one that owes you $12,000?
Someone else, darling. You know, you go through those moments, and especially when you're sisters, right? Like, sisters have a very unique, sensitive relationship. It's very unique. And at the end of the day, Kathy's the oldest. And when you're the oldest, you're like the second mom. So yeah. It is sort of like this hierarchy. But I love the fact that they were able to kind of like get past the issues, because I didn't see this day coming based on what happened last reunion. So no. I was pleased with it.
And then when they did the flashback scene with Kim and Kyle, and mm-hmm. you see them both emotional. Like, I just thought that was a nice way to kind of wrap it up. If I were to guess, I feel like we'll see Kathy more next season after this.
Oh, because she has to, honey, she has to confront Sutton in the season premiere. Alex Baskin, I just gave you a scene, honey.
Like, I feel like this is, you know, Kathy mm-hmm. did what she, Kathy'd on this episode, and it was needed. But then this part, it was hard for me to watch just because mm-hmm. I care about them as people, but they get into Mo and Kyle, and Mo leaving the company and opening his own business, and it caused problems between Kyle and Kathy. From his book, Mo wrote, "If they paid me what I deserve and showed me an inkling of professional love, I would have stayed, but they didn't see it that way." Kathy responds, "When he left, he did a call on a Thursday, and Rick said, 'When are you leaving?' And Mo said, 'On Friday.' And Rick said, 'Your family, just know opening your business is tough. The door is always open for you. Please just don't poach my staff or agents.'" And then asked if Mo did, and Kathy says a few. And then you see Kyle kind of like, mm-hmm. We don't need to get into this again. Mm-hmm. Which I don't really think this has anything to do with anything that we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Kyle said in the episode that they've had 3 very big arguments, and those 3 very big arguments had a lot to do with other things, but one particular was her husband leaving to start his own firm. And she did not want to get into it because Kyle knows that if I bring something up and based on what happened, we could be back at that bad place. So I respected Kyle for saying, "I don't want to talk about it. I have a very different version of the story."
Yeah, there's no right here. It's not, there's no, like, we're not going to see eye to eye on this conversation. So there's no point. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
So apparently Paris Hilton, breaking news, just released a statement based on the clip that was provided on social media about Mauricio mentioning on his Netflix show, Buying Beverly Hills, what exactly happened between him and Paris Hilton's father, Rick Hilton. Paris Hilton wrote a comment and she said, "My father is a consummate gentleman and has always taken the higher road. He would never speak negatively about his family, especially in the press. Frankly, we're all sick of him." Wow. "Using the Hilton name every chance he gets to plug his lame show. It is enough already." Okay.
We just talked
about Kyle not wanting to have beef with her sister. And I think, unfortunately, this may have opened up a new can of worms.
Well, the hard thing with this is like Paris's cousins are also on this show.
This is why, listen, it bothers me because I don't care how old you are. I don't think kids should get involved in the parents' business. Yeah. And it's one thing to defend your parent, and that's honorable. But when you are a huge celebrity, you know what this can do. So I would have set this out and let the parents deal with this. Personally.
Especially knowing how well things are going between the sister, Kyle and Kathy at this point.
She said something. And listen, it's one thing to say, "My father is the consummate gentleman and has always taken the higher road, and I would do the same." But to say that but this is the part that got me, Teddy. Frankly, we are all sick of him using the Hilton name every chance he gets to plug his lame show.
Yeah.
That's not nice. And it's like Paris is speaking on behalf of the family by saying "we." So that's why it gets messy. I think Mauricio knew that it may cause a conversation, but I did think he was ready for that to be used as clickbait to watch the show, you know? Yeah.
What all of this shows is like all of the trials and tribulations they have all gone through. They've ended up working through it. And what I have learned from past things of doing this podcast
is when it comes to family, sometimes I have to like take a step back and not comment, because family is always going, like, family has to always come first and they will figure it out. So I hope that's the case. But then getting back to Sutton and Andy, when he gets the text that Sutton's going to the hospital and Garcelle's going with her, and then they see Merce in the purse.
Child. What was the point of her bringing that?
That's what I mean. It's all about the audience. It just bugs. Like, okay, we released Merce because maybe he was a Housewives fan. He told you that, but to bring Merce to the reunion?
It's what I call stunts and shows. Like, this isn't RuPaul's Drag Race. This isn't the Snatch Game. We don't watch Housewives for these stunts at the reunion because you want your followers to say, yes, queen, you gave us a moment, girl. And
by the way, she didn't give us the moment. Erica gave us the moment when she said Merce in the purse. That's what made it the moment. The fact that Merce's ashes flew on to everybody, and when Erica was like, Merce in the purse, that's what made it a sensation. So it's not necessarily that she had the idea to release the ashes when they were in Barcelona. But now she's bringing him along everywhere. And what was she going to do with him at the reunion? Bring his Ziploc bag out?
Not the hefty.
Like, what? Like, was it this kind of Ziploc? Or this kind?
That you put your kids' peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the lunchbox?
By the way, you can't bring peanut butter and jelly to schools anymore. You can't?
Can't?
No.
Why not?
Peanut butter's canceled.
Oh! Well, damn.
Peanut butter is done.
Whoa. Okay. You learn something new every day with Teddy Walters, baby. Jesus. All righty.
Then we get into Andy. This is where you see, this is where I think it was going to be all the women talking to Kyle about what Kyle's been going through. Because then Andy starts asking the questions. Mm-hmm. Andy asks when things started to change with Mo. Kyle says their issues never went away, but something happened that made her lose her trust. Andy says there has been rumors of infidelity. Kyle says there was always a voice in her head wondering if it was true. Kyle said she never would have let Mo on Dancing with the Stars if their marriage was in a good place. Kyle says it was hard to watch his dance with Emma. Kyle felt Mauricio's dance he dedicated to her was hurtful, but Erica doesn't. Erica says all of Dancing with the Stars is subjective. My question for you is, with your partner, because I was thinking about the same thing if it were reversed, if I were to get Sheena's job next year at Dancing with the Stars.
We're gunning for your job, Sheena, girl.
Sheena, I'll be the worst dancer Dancing with the Stars ever had, but I'd say yes.
Me too.
Just so I could get voted off of something again first again. I love it.
Brother.
Really fills my soul. But would you be upset if your significant other did it? Because I don't think Edwin would care if I did it. Like, I think he would think it was like hot or sexy. Like, if I learned how to dance, I don't think I'd like him to do it.
I don't think my partner would care either but this is the thing. I think the difference is this, and I'll say it and you let me know you want to chime in. I do believe that it should be one star per household. Not that the partner can't have their own thing.
Right.
I think for so long, Kyle enjoyed being the face of, you know, the Mauricio Umansky, you know, brand, whatever. And Mauricio always came across as very too cool for school, which is why we kind of liked him a lot. Like,
yeah.
You don't give two shits about this fame, whatever.
Yeah, like, he didn't need to be on the couch at the reunion.
Yeah, he's not PK. Okay, so I think we all enjoyed that Mauricio was sort of like too cool for school. So to all of a sudden go on Dancing with the Stars, like even Andy said, like, I'm shocked he did it. I think we all were like surprised. And I think Kyle was like, what's happening here? Like, all of a sudden you're kind of infiltrating in my territory. Like, go sell real estate. Go to, like, you know, Encino or Calabasas and go have a meeting with Kris Jenner. Like, why are you infiltrating into my world? And I think, to me, outside looking in, because I know nothing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of issues also stemmed from this Mauricio not being the husband that, you know, she married.
Well, I think I can speak from my own personal experience with my husband. Mm-hmm. When he is very busy with work or whatever it may be, or I am very busy with work and we are living separate lives, like not with other people, but when we are just living, like running with like chickens with our heads cut off, we have a much harder time connecting when we get back together. Mm-hmm. It makes it very difficult because we are so into ourselves and what we're doing or the kids or business or whatever it may be. So if we don't figure out ways to connect mm-hmm. and enjoy doing things together, that is when our marriage really struggles. Mm-hmm. And the more the time passes, the harder it gets. Like you start to build like a callus with one another of that situation. Like if you, and I said this to Edwin the other day, we were talking, I said, something we need to be better about is when we're both going to be present at the same time. Because what happens to us sometimes is one of us is ready to connect and the other one's like, hold on, I've got Carlos coming on the pod, blah, blah, blah. Like, and mm-hmm. so you're not actually connecting. And then I'm feeling this way. And then vice versa.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, and we're only at 15 years. I can't even imagine like the work you have to put into it after 28 years. I think their marriage is a true testament to how much they love each other. Yes. But I think if something happens in your relationship and you guys aren't able to have those moments, it's harder.
No, it is. And we saw that because even, listen, I appreciated Kyle being honest saying, I was jealous that he got it. Like, again, that's real.
I don't think she said she was jealous he got it. She said, I wouldn't have let him do it.
Okay, I want to put words in people's mouths. So
you see what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't upset that he got the offer. Like, it wasn't that. It was just, I think that the intimacy of dancing with a partner.
Oh, and see, it didn't come across that way. For again, based on how it looked, I took it as, I wanted to do it. Why are you doing something I'm doing? Like Sheena and Ariana a little bit.
No, that's no.
Okay, so no, I'm glad we're clearing this up.
I can tell you that Kyle has gotten a lot of job offers that she hasn't taken.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Mauricio getting the offer for Dancing with the Stars is what would have upset, like bothered her. I think the same way it possibly would have bothered me seeing Edwin form a relationship and spend so much time with another woman when he works so much and it's not me would have been bothersome to me as well.
Got it. Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up because I think a lot of us took it the other way.
Yeah. So I think just because you're like, okay, you don't have time to do this, this, and this, but you have time to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
See how that works? Mm-hmm. Like,
I get it now. I get it.
To me, I'd be like, Edwin, you hold on. You can't make it home for the now.
Yeah.
But you can go spend 8 hours dancing
with a hot blonde. Yeah.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Then fans want to know the real reason why Kyle and Mo split. Kyle says it's nobody's effing business. Kyle's daughters are strong and supportive, but it's painful. Kathy says for the last 2 to 3 years, Kyle and Mo are off. Kyle says that's incorrect on the timeline. This is where Kyle says there was talk of moving out and that Mo would be the one to move out. And at this point, I was thinking, honestly, Crystal and Anna Marie could have gone to the hospital as well with Sutton.
So shady, Debbie.
Anybody would have gotten more screen time.
Anybody needs a ride to see their son? I hop in this ambulance now.
What's happening here? Like, at least Erica and Dorit are on the same side of the couch so you can get their expressions occasionally. Like, you know, who would have even known? They only need one couch. Just make it a love sack.
They could have went to craft services and they don't want to care. It's like, go on a bathroom break, girl.
Go do whatever. Have another lunch. Go take your blood pressure. Like, it. Nobody knows.
This is so good. This is so good. Yeah, so watching that conversation, I will say this. Everybody who knows me knows that Kyle Richards is my favorite housewife. Everybody knows that. I've said it for years. When she said it was nobody's business, I'm like, Kyle, it's my business though because I've been following you for 15 years. I'm like, Kyle, I'm invested in this, but I appreciate it. Look, all jokes aside, I appreciate that Kyle is trying to keep the peace and she's trying not to reveal much because she still has a young child.
Yeah.
You know, who goes to school and people talk. So it goes to show you that at the end of the day, I'll give Kyle this credit. For the first time in the history of her career on Housewives, she finally said, I'm not going to answer that. Because yeah. To her credit, Kyle has always been transparent. And if anybody deserves one moment of, I don't want to talk about that, it's her. So I appreciated that. And again, she has a small child. So there you go.
And I think that clearly by the last three episodes of this reunion, it's all been about Kyle.
That's why I watched.
Yeah, like there hasn't been, I mean, and I'm not putting down Sutton's horse. I love horses or the cashmere or, I mean, they didn't mention Garcelle's relationship with her sons yet so far on the, like all
they
of
them. Didn't.
No. None of it was there. I mean, nothing about Crystal's brother.
Well, girl.
But you get my point. There has been nothing about really anybody else other than Dorit.
Yeah.
You know, there hasn't.
No, you're right about that. I forgot about they never had a Garcelle package because she ran out of there. So when it came to Kyle's conversation with Andy, I thought Andy did a great job at asking the questions without it feeling invasive. It is a dance. So I thought Andy did a stellar job. And I know how close he and Kyle are in real life, right? I will say this, though, and this is my opinion.
Okay.
I really was expecting a reveal of that Morgan and I are dating. Not engaged, not like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I did expect the reveal because we've been following this story since the 4th of July when Dave Quinn announced it in People magazine with supposedly credible sources, right? But I expected that we've all been waiting for this moment. Dun, 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 dun. So when Andy tastefully asked, are you guys together? And she's like, not, what do you mean? Not like that.
Andy asks if she could ever see herself with Morgan. Kyle says she doesn't know. Kyle says she is evolving and changing and doesn't know what her future holds. I think the problem with this season was everything was led up to this moment because nothing else was, that would have been enough for mm-hmm. everybody had there been anybody else with anything going on.
Well, no, I think it's one of those things like, look, Erica Jayne, who I agree with, she said, I need you to grill everybody the way you grilled me. Essentially saying, grill the fuck out of Kyle because it's the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Just like Erica and Tom Girardi's situation. And Andy, again, did a stellar job at asking all the tough questions.
But did Erica not say, no, I'm not answering that? And she did it this reunion.
Agreed. No. I'm with you. I would have, but the thing is this, there's, and I want to say this for the world, and I'm not trying to like, speak for Kyle Richards, right? But I think for the public, if I'm speaking for the public, there's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing wrong with dating a woman if you are going through a separation or divorce. And we've seen things though, Teddy, let's be honest here. We've seen the music video, right? How salacious it was, how sensual it was. We've seen Morgan rub her back. We've seen, I'm gonna be real with you, girl, that first scene between Morgan and Kyle, I was like, honey, is this a rom-com on Hulu? Like, what am I watching here? It felt like a romantic comedy that Jennifer Lawrence turned down. It gave very much like, they have chemistry. And I'll say it, I, in my opinion, I do believe that they are seeing each other, right? I'm not saying they're in an exclusive relationship. I'm not saying anything outside of that. I think they like each other. She did say she loves her. Now, Andy, I would have followed up with, are you in love with her? But I digress. You know, so I appreciated Kyle saying I do love her, but she also loves you, Teddy. So... I really, if I'm being honest, I really wanted Kyle to say something along the lines of, I'm evolving, I'm going through a lot. I never saw myself dating a woman. I'm getting to know her on a deeper level. It's too early to give it a title, but all I will say is she and I are having a great time and I'm looking forward to how things progress. And I think all of us would be satisfied, but I think a lot of us, Teddy, if I'm being completely honest, I think a lot of us are not satisfied. at the end of the day, look, we all have friendships in this business. And unlike most of the women on Kyle's couch, you two are really friends. You're not friends for the sake of TV, because even the fact that you're not on the show anymore and you guys are still friends, hang out the country, this is very weird for you. And listen, I want the world to know, at the end of the day, we have to start respecting real friendships that are not tailor-made for television. I said this to you guys all the time. The true test of a friendship is what happens when one person leaves the show, gets fired, and the other person remains. When Tamara Judge got fired, Shannon dropped like a bad habit. That's not a real friendship. So we can't give Teddy a hard time because they're really friends. So let me, somebody who does love Kyle, I think she's so sweet. I DM her. She DMs me back. We're cordial. I'm speaking on behalf of the general public saying we all did expect the revelation to occur. But at the end of the day, and I will say this, and I do mean this as a gay person, you cannot force anybody to come out unless they're ready. And I'm not saying that Kyle's coming out. I'm not saying all those things. I'm saying if this is something that Kyle wants to figure out, we as the gay community, we know firsthand, you cannot force anybody to come out because you want them to. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. And I think that also in regards to watching all this or hearing you say it wasn't enough for you or for the viewers or whatever it may be, I also have to kind of put it into, like, if I'm watching it from a television show perspective, she's given so much of her life for so many years as her friend. I'm like, I've watched her give so much, and I'm watching other people talk about bullshit. So when is it too much? Like, when is it like you need your own timing? Do I think that regardless of what happens, whether it was Mo's moving out or this, like, you see little things continue to evolve. She's always been transparent as things happen. Andy asked her, who's moving out? Would you be jealous of Dancing with the Stars? All of those things she gave answers to.
Yeah. So no, I know. But again, speaking on behalf of the audience, it's because we were dealt with breadcrumbs. Even when she was on Watch What Happens Live, we're like this. Even when you two were on it together, we're like this. Is this the moment? And then it was another appearance. Then the Today Show. We're all like, is this the moment? So when you, so I think you have to understand the reason why we as the audience are sort of like, we want answers. I gave you my perspective as a viewer and a producer. Now, if I'm a housewife, I would do this if I was Kyle. You bitches will have to tune into season 14 to see what happens. Because with that being said, if I'm a housewife.
If you're putting your producer hat on or your housewife hat on, that's what you would do.
Oh, absolutely. Because as I renegotiate my contract and say, so you think that Dorit and the rest of these girls gave an ounce of what I gave? Because let's be clear, you and I both said this season was lackluster and Kyle was the only reason we watched. Eureka, there it is. This season was so lackluster, Teddy, that the only thing we kept watching was we wanted to see more clues about this Morgan Wade stuff. And that's the reason why we, you know, had a heart for it.
And, you know, so this is a little message to the other girls on all the other couches. You're going to have to do a little more. You're going to have to do a little more. Because if not, you will be the next one where your life is completely picked apart alone and decided, like the same way with Erica. Like, if there's not a collective effort to show more transparency in your life, then this is what happens. And this is what happens a lot on Beverly Hills and less on some of the other shows. We're seeing it a little bit on Potomac right now, which is driving me nuts. But like, it's where it's just one thing.
Over it.
So in this case, everybody loves Kyle, so people aren't over it. But like, everybody, get to work. You got stuff to do for season 14. But their takeaway from the reunion is Anna Marie says what is important is happiness and health. Crystal says that she shouldn't be afraid to speak up because her voice matters. Erica says she is okay and proud she showed up for herself. Kathy says she is happy to be here with Kyle and says it's wonderful that these girls care about each other and have a sisterhood. Dorit says she learned not to trust. I love that this is right afterwards. Dorit says that she learned not to trust, but asks to start again. Andy yawns. Dorit says she needs to be less naive. Of all the things you could have said, Dorit. Okay.
Naive ain't your issue, baby.
Yeah, that ain't the one. then Kyle says she may have lost what she thought was happily ever after, but she is strong enough and will have a happily ever after no matter what. Then they do the little, like the little panning after. What is that called, producer? What is it? The little ending cards?
Yes.
The end cards.
End cards.
But the only end cards we got were, after a brief stint in the ER, Sutton is back home and making a full recovery with her dogs and Avi right by her side. 2 weeks after the reunion, Kyle flew to Nashville to see Morgan in concert. Kyle and Mo are still living separate lives under the same roof while he continues to search for a new home. Where's everybody else's cards?
Who else matters in the scenario that, but again, it goes to show you, I'm speaking on behalf of the audience, we only watch to see this moment happen. And for us, we felt it was anticlimactic only because none of these other girls were working. They did not work this season. We need a recast. Get rid of Crystal. Get rid of Dorit. Like, we need some new blood and bring back.
Okay, so if you could recast, what would be your situation? Would get rid of.
I would get rid of Crystal and Dorit. I miss real friendships on Beverly Hills, right? And I'm not saying this because you're my sister. I want to see you back on the show. You and the problem is this. Kyle looks uncomfortable because she looks around the room and she's like, I guess I can talk to Erica about what I'm going through, which I'm like, again, I like Erica. And I think her and Erica are friends, but that's not the person you want to talk to about something that serious. Let's be real here. Kyle needs a real friend. I've never done a show where the force multiplier / Queen Bee doesn't have a real friend on the show. Nene always has Cynthia until they fell out. You know, at one point, Teresa had, you know, Jacqueline, they fell out, but now she has, you know, Jennifer. She needs a real friend. So I would love for you to come back. I would love for Lisa Rinna to come back so that she can wake some people up. And I want some new blood.
Yeah. I'm not saying that about me. I'm just hearing you out.
That's okay.
I'm not recasting myself back into the mix. I was hearing what you were saying, but I do think what that show is missing is some friends.
Yeah, and Dorit is not your friend, Kyle. Sorry. No. Not sorry. Your and friend should never expose a text message. Goodbye.
I mean, it's one thing to say she texted, but to give every little crumb.
Honey, to send the screenshots to the producer. I would have said, girl, I gave you the conversation with Erica. Beat it, Billie Jean. Like, but for you to actually take time out of your day to send it to so-and-so at EvolutionMediaUSA.com.
She probably did that before. She probably did that before.
Ooh, see, now that's girl.
You
Don't
think
tell
the
me that.
Entrance... No, you think the entrance to Erica's was like... organic and authentic. She didn't like think about that prior. No, I'm sure she read the text messages to PK and then was like, what should I do? How do I put the situation out there?
To save my job next season, because that's what she's doing it for.
Ugh, it's just a bummer because I did have hope that, like, even though she had given us so many clues that she was really just out for herself, that she wasn't going to deliver on that. But she made it clear she was.
Honey, Little Red Riding Hood said, me and the wolf is coming out, honey, to expose you.
Oh my gosh. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. And thank you so much, Carlos. We also have some exciting news in regards to Carlos. He
is having a live tour, Reality with the King. Carlos has announced the next four cities and special guests joining him on his ongoing Reality with the King live tour. Carlos will host podcast tapings along stars of unscripted television. King and his guests will break the fourth wall, ooh, dishing on their lives and what really goes on off camera. Throughout April and May, the live tour will hit Jersey City, New Jersey, with guest Teresa, April 13th at White Eagle Hall, Atlanta, Georgia with Tamar Braxton, Irvine, California with Tamara Judge and Teddy Mellencamp on April 25th, and Washington, D.C. with the cast of Love and Marriage, D.C. May 12th at the Howard Theater. To purchase tickets, visit kingdomregnent.com/links. Additional dates, cities, and special guests will continue to be announced throughout the year. This is going to be so fun. Let's cause a lot.
So fun. I can't wait. We're going to have a blast, my love bug.
Oh, thank you so much. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.